This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, getaway day for this show. We are this afternoon on our way to Fort Myers, and four exciting days of everything you need to know about this upcoming Red Sox season from JetBlue Park for you. Wiggy, did you get over your fear of flying?
No, not at all. I try not to think about it and, put it in God's hands.
Will you be medicated? I just want to be aware. I know you're always on nature's medicine.
Yeah.
But will you be medicated? And then did you borrow any of Courtney's psych drugs? No.
Maybe an edible or two I get on the plane.
You'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. I mean, we are flying into a storm. I don't know if that worries
you. Yeah, that always worries me.
But it's probably just an electromagnetic storm.
Oh, yeah. Some thunder.
Probably will just affect the communication between the pilot and air traffic control.
Well, it'll be a little bit smoother for me because I am sitting in first class.
Yes,
that's
true.
Yes, you are. I would also say greatest place for no judgment drinking, the airport. The only place on the planet where at 8 a.m. you're asked if you want a double, you say yes, and people are like, right on.
That is true. So, let's see. We got to figure out. We pretty much have everything booked, I think, what we're doing down there. We're doing a pregame with you. If you're listening, and you do listen on the Odyssey app in Florida, or you stream us in Florida, and we're doing that on Thursday night at Ore and Iron, the new Ore and Iron in Fort Myers. And we did this last year, and it was surprising how many of the fine people of Florida came out and said hello. So Thursday night, 7 o'clock, we would love to see you and hang out with you.
Talk ball, baseball,
and,
that is.
Yeah, and talk baseball, and a lot to talk about. Alex Bregman gets an opportunity over there on the hot corner, and I guess probably Alex Cora is fine with it because he can tell Rafi it's about Rafi continuing to make his way back from his injury.
Yep.
And so, I'm sure Alex Cora said, "Ralphie, when you're ready to go, don't worry about it. You'll be right there at third base."
Yeah. Yep. I would also say Breslow yesterday, I didn't see it live. I saw the story today, went on the broadcast and discussed in very similar terms what Cora had discussed.
I think we'll get some of that during They Said It. Am I right about that, Chime? Alex Bregman coming up during They Said It at 7? Yes. Okay.
Did I say Bregman?
Yes.
Oh, I meant Craig Breslow. I'm sorry.
Oh, Breslow did. Okay.
Yeah, Breslow talked about.
I tune him out when he's speaking.
Yeah. No, believe me. I think it's on purpose. He is dulled for a reason. But yeah, he was saying how he's like, you know, these things will sort itself out, which we all understand to mean that Bregman's the best third baseman and he will play. Third base.
Yeah.
Circle back March 27th in Texas, where I think it's going to play itself off, like you said, where Cora's like, don't worry, when you come back, Devers, you'll be at third base. And we'll figure out where to put Bregman, whether that's second, You know, if Trevor Story gets nicked up, because it seems like he gets nicked up every year, maybe it's shortstop. But I like I said, you and I have a soup bet where I think the majority of the third base this season is going to be played by Devers. And, you know, they'll spin it where...
I think you're looking at it from an athlete mentality, which is to be expected, which is the old, you know, you never lose your starting job. But I just think there's no way that you look at the two of them straight up, and when it comes to the, you know, the skill level.
Right.
It's Bregman all day long.
I completely agree with you. Like, I think Bregman should be the third baseman, but why not just say that?
Because what Cora said when he was asked about this the week that this all blew up, he said, I didn't make that promise to him regarding playing third base. If Devers was going to play third base this year, why would he say that?
No, I completely agree, but I don't get – we all know – because our eyes don't lie to us. We all know that Bregman is the better third baseman. So if we know it, Cora's been in baseball and knows a lot more than we do. Why not just say Bregman's going to be our third baseman and we're going to figure out what we're going to do with Devers, whether that's DH him or get him some, you know, get him some opportunities at first base here and there. Why not just say that? Why is there this whole, well, we'll see what happens and kind of stuff?
I would be surprised, and I want to ask Alex Cora about this tomorrow morning when he is on with us. But I would be shocked if there wasn't a discussion, some kind of discussion, ahead of them getting Alex Bregman with Rafael Devers. I mean, you don't think that they discussed that? I mean, different time and different players, but basically, A-Rod, that was a contractual discussion that went on.
Right.
Where, you know, in order to do that deal, A-Rod had to be willing to move, and he was certainly the better player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So I don't know. I don't think they knew what Devers was going to say, but maybe they're like, you know he's going to say something, and let him say it, and then we're going to do what we know is the right thing to do for the ball
club. Yeah, but why would you let him say when
he can say whatever he wants? They don't tell. Have you seen what Tristan Cass has said?
No, I get it. But I guess if you're Cora, like, you're probably saying, well, we got to be careful because now this is more of a story than it needs to be if we let him say, where he's basically adamant, like, I'm not playing any other position but third base.
But there's no rush on whatever today is, February 24th, to say who the opening day starter is at third base, because there could be injuries, there could be things that happen.
Well, we know that, but I mean, why, if you know there's an issue, like, and then when I say an issue, like, if you know this is the number one thing that the media is asking about, why not just throw water on the fire right away and say, you know, Bregman's going to play third, and we're going to DH Devers.
Because they're confident that this spring you will see Bregman dominate or play excellent in the field to the point where it won't be a sign saying, we need to figure this out.
But you know, Curtis, you've seen enough spring training around. It's not like he's going to play a ton of baseball. It's not like football where you go, okay, this guy is so much better, and we all see that. It's going to be, you know, he'll get his reps at third base. Devers will get his reps at third base, but You could put this fire out that Devers started, and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Cora, don't you want
to
get?
Well, you don't have to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Put it out now, though. That's the thing. Is all you
well,
have
you
to
know
do
he's
is,
gonna be asked about
yeah,
it every
yeah. I mean we will ask him a lot about it tomorrow right. morning, but I think you'll hear him be pretty honest and open and willing to talk about it. So all right. Well, anyway, we start the week off in Fort Myers tomorrow with Alex Cora on this show. Right now, Shine, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Sean, I appreciate the effort, but low energy on that baby. You want to guess?
Oh, John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it, Curtis.
Wow, Curtis nailed it.
Jesus. Nailed it. Give me some credit. I know the words of the song. So times if the worst happens
yes.
and we crash,
yes.
What's the number one story, you or Wiggy? Like, who is it, you know, Channel 7, breaking news, plane crash, Boston's blank, perishes.
It would be Super Bowl champion Jermaine Wiggins.
Let's not even talk that into existence.
I would think it would be.
Let's get to the leads. Let's not even talk that into existence.
Honestly, it really is the worst time to be traveling when it comes to air travel.
Keep talking, and I'm going to pull a Courtney, and you will not see me in Florida. I'll do the show right from here. Sean can replace me.
I'm not trying to make you nervous. No. Or I'm just. I mean, I'm just
I can
facts.
Do the show I mean, right from here. I'll show up every morning.
There may not even, like, when we leave today at Logan this afternoon, there might not even be anybody working in the tower. Like, they're short on people everywhere.
And I just saw the flight path. We're actually going over the Bermuda Triangle.
We are. Okay.
Keep talking. Well, and you're going to be like, we're going to be like, damn, where's Wiggy? I'm going to be like, I'll be in studio all week. You guys, we have the thing here so I can do remote.
What, the thing? Twitch? You mean?
Yeah, we got Twitch here.
We got the damn thingamajig.
Yeah, the camera's here, so I'll be cool with it.
We should have a beautiful setup for Twitch. I moved us outside at the old ballpark, so we won't be in the press box or in the broadcast booth, wherever we were. So should be well worth tuning in tomorrow morning and throughout the week as we bring you all of the exciting moments in the lead up to this Red Sox season from Fort Myers. Leads this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event. It lasts all month long. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Non-sports lead for you, unless you consider video games, esports, a sport.
No.
Well, that's just you, Curtis. Some of us do. So over the weekend, there was a massive tournament in Europe, in London in particular. It was called the EUIC, the European Invitational Tournament, or International Championship, sorry. And the greatest Pokemon player of all time continues to have success.
Wow. Now, when you describe it as massive, are you referring to total weight of the players?
Nope, I'm talking about total contestants. Okay. The total participants in this tournament were 1,400, Greg, and you have to qualify to participate in said tournament.
Okay.
The winner was Wolf Glick, an American man, a man of from Washington, D.C., so he doesn't bounce me out of my professor knowledge of the Northeast, because he's too far south, which is great. But he is the greatest Pokemon player to have ever lived.
Really?
He is, in just just this year. He won the Toronto Regional Tournament. He won the European International Championship just yesterday. And then anonymously won the Global Championship earlier this year. Didn't tell anyone, participated online, and ended up winning that as well, which he just revealed to the world yesterday.
I just saw him on Twitch.
Correct. You could see clips of the match, his finals match on Twitch, and of him at the tournament.
I want a urine test. Looks like PEDs.
All right.
Yeah, he's definitely not fat, Greg. That's for sure. I mean, as you like to insinuate about all of us video game and Pokemon players, you think that we're all just fat. So, he's definitely not.
So he is the world's greatest Pokemon video game player.
Yeah, I guess it's debatable, but in my opinion, he is the world's greatest battler in the history of of Pokemon. He won the world championships in 2016. He's going to try and win them again this year. He is
Tom Brady of Pokemon.
Wiggy, it's like a combination of Tom Brady and Stephen Hawking. Okay. He's so smart, it's insane, and also is one of the greatest battlers I've ever seen.
Look at how many people are there? It looks like there's like, I don't know, 5,000-10,000 people there.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Because also, these are sausage fest.
Oh, God.
Nope, there's actually plenty of women. Thank you, though.
I didn't see a single woman there.
Yeah. But yeah.
No. Did you see the banner where it says Pokemon Championships, where even the winners are losers?
Nope, definitely not. So congratulations to my guy, Wolf Glick.
Right.
He's the best battler I've ever seen and will continue to see. I'm excited to watch him at Worlds this year.
Yeah.
I will be watching the stream. He won the best of three match in he had to go all three games, but ended up pulling it out. And
how do you
think you would
do head-to-head with Wolf?
How would I do?
Yeah.
I would probably get my ass kicked. That's how good this guy is. He is the best of the best.
He looks good.
There you go.
He'd make me look like Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right. Great lead to start us this morning, Sean.
Thank you, Greg.
I think tomorrow is World Pokemon Day.
So Pokemon Day is the 27th.
Oh.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Okay. No, that would be Thursday. Today is the 24th.
I thought today was the 25th.
No, today is the 24th.
Oh, today's the 24th. Okay.
So Thursday is International Pokemon Day. There will be a trailer for the new game, I assume, as well. And so,
why don't we do Dueling Savants on Thursday's show?
I'm in. I'm ready.
You versus Curtis.
Let me go. Yeah.
Okay.
Let
Your
me lose,
knowledge
Pop.
Of Pokemon up against Curtis's knowledge of the Boston Red Sox.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do that. And we'll take a break. We will get to the rest of today's leads. One from Curtis, one from Wiggy, one from me coming up next.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.